Greetings to all ambitious, innovative, independent business owners, entrepreneurs, and aspiring professionals around the world, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in just a few short minutes at a time. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this call to your colleagues, team members, prospects, and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. Let's jump right into our topic today, and that topic is simply Time Machine Part 2. Time Machine Part 2. We talked about yesterday the process of going from one time zone to another, being able to transport ourselves from where we are to where we see ourselves. We called it the time machine technique, just simply the art of propelling our future, or pulling it toward us and bringing it to fruition much quicker than ever before. We identified the first two components of that time acronym, which are team building and imagination. Today, we'll discuss those last two components, the first of which is meditation. Yes, that M in our time acronym is for meditation. If imagination is focusing on the future you want to see for yourself, then meditation is simply having a fixated mindset on something you already have tangible in front of you. Principles, documentation, information. That is meditating and focusing on specifics. It's taking what we have in the present and making those powerful things that we've learned propel us into a bright new future. Think about it. If you've ever seen anybody in deep meditation, their eyes are closed, they're in a relaxed position, and they're closing their eyes so they can completely shut themselves off from the rest of the world and put their attention on one singular component. Well, that's a form of meditation. From a business standpoint, it works a little differently. You can ride in your automobile listening to CDs or podcasts or watch videos on your cell phone, several different meditation tools to allow you to listen to positive information over and over again. There are two rules to great meditation. One is recognition. The other one is repetition. Recognition is your ability to identify when something is good for you to focus on. Recognize when others are willing to help you. Recognize the conversations and trainings that need to dominate your thoughts throughout the day. It's the art of recognizing all the things you need and then focusing on those things. Imagine going to a buffet and having the opportunity to select from all types of food you can imagine. Yet your focus is on the specific food you need in order to help you that day. It's the specific nutrition that may match your diet. By the same token, there are tons of things that we can listen to in the course of a day. Tons of things that can either motivate us or demotivate us. Meditation is the art of recognizing those things that we need to motivate, to inspire, and to encourage us as we go about our day. Then the other component is repetition, to listen to those things over and over and over again. The fine art of meditation can be found in recognition and repetition. Finally, the E in our time acronym is for expectation. You see, the product of meditation is expectation. Think about the things that you've expected in your life. If you've ever had a surprise birthday party that really wasn't a surprise, you lived that entire day in excitement and in enthusiasm and in optimism, because expectation positively impacts our attitude, our thankfulness, our productivity, and so much more. If you ever expected something good and you knew something good was going to happen, it guided you throughout the course of your entire day with joy. Whether it was a surprise birthday party or something for an anniversary or anything that you knew was coming, filled you with a sense of optimism and excitement. By the same token, the meditation will guide then the expectation. I ask you the question, what are you expecting to accomplish today? What goals are you looking to achieve? What desires are you looking to grasp? What things do you expect to happen for you? Well, you can make them happen, and you can cause your future to marry your present, and you can live it instead of thinking about it or dreaming it. You can transport yourself into that wonderful reality that you would like to see. Today, we learned the last two components of the time machine, that time acronym of meditation and expectation. Do those and everything will move a lot better and faster as you move toward the future. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.